Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, it's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas. We are back, season three. We've got another After Dark episode, and I'm excited. I know I say I'm excited all the time, but I'm excited to have this pretty lady on my couch. Welcome, Gina Valentina.
Oh, stop it. Oh, wow.
How are you?
I love the crowd.
Yeah, you like that? I got to have a warm welcome for you. It's been quite some time. I'm happy to have you here. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you're a busy lady.
I flew all the way out here for you.
Oh, I wish that was the truth. But you know, I'll take it. I'll take it. Tell me more.
Just trying to, you know, make you feel good and stuff.
So you're not living in LA anymore. You moved back to Florida?
Yes, I did.
How was that? Was it a hard decision to move back, or you knew you always wanted to? How did that go?
Honestly, it was kind of hard, but I did meet somebody.
Okay.
It made it a lot easier, I would say.
Congrats. Yeah. Why get so quiet? You're so shy about it.
He's my little boo thing.
Okay, that's exciting. So you're not single. You're off the market relationship wise. So is that the reason why you moved to Florida, or?
Honestly, COVID was definitely a big thing. Everything was changing. I didn't really have a lot going on in LA at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like out the industry already. What am I gonna do?
Sure. And LA's changed so much. You know, even before COVID, and then after COVID, during COVID. You know, and now it's, you know, people always say it's like the most dangerous place, and it's like, you know, it's just definitely kind of apocalyptic, kind of, you know what I mean? A lot of people have moved out, you know, very few people even, you know, are around anymore. It's kind of crazy. But it's, I hope that it changes around, but who knows how much time that will really take. But
yeah, I mean, it's been changing for a while now, like with, you know, the movements going on and the riots, and then COVID hit, and then
you're like, what's next? When is it gonna
stop? Oh my God. I remember I was on my I was in Miami, but I was on the phone with my good friend. He's an artist. His name's Coinslot. Super dope artist, by the way. You would love his stuff. He's done a couple pieces for me, but he was in downtown LA, and I just remember him freaking out because he was looking outside the window. He's like, it's like GTA out here. And I was like, I started laughing. It was insane. But like, he literally went downstairs and you see people running around, robbing stores. He went downstairs and seen his friend's studio, and his friend literally was like, gave him a bag. He was like, here, wait here, I'm gonna go get my gun. And like, he was like on FaceTime with me. I was like, Jesus Christ,
what's going on? You're like, is this really happening?
And I'm in Miami. I'm like, this is Miami's like Vice City too, but like, we were chilling. It was like such a completely different thing. Like, Miami was completely open. I mean, everything was basically normal. You didn't have
to. Was that a big reason what made you wanted to move back there?
Yeah, I just can't. I want to feel like I'm living a normal life.
For
like,
sure.
Being in LA and like having all the restrictions that they're having now and the mask, I totally get it. I completely get it. I mean, every state's different, right?
For sure.
And I grew up in Miami. Like, I'm from Miami. My family's there. My sister's there. So like, it just kind of made sense. It was like, everything was like leading up for me to like leave LA.
For sure. I feel like everything happens and with its own time. And, you know, like you said, you didn't really know that that's what you wanted at the time, but it seems like it's all working out. Like you said, especially being closer to family, and when, you know, having a COVID situation happen, it kind of makes you realize, you know, time is kind of short. You don't really know. So I feel like that's probably really great for you to be in the headspace, you know, kind of away from all the LA chaos.
Yeah. I felt like the world was ending at one point. I remember like the first 3 months was like insane. There was like, no one knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Is this your first time coming back since you moved?
I've been back a couple times, but, you know, for short trips, seeing my friends, shooting.
So what did you come out here for? You said you were not shooting in the industry anymore. Are you only shooting for your OnlyFans? Tell us more about the, you know, the business side of things.
I am. It's completely different, which is crazy to me because I would just remember, like, a couple years back, like, my friends telling me, like, yo, you should sign up to OnlyFans. And I was like, I am working too much. I don't want to fuck anymore. It's a lot of sex.
It's like doing it twice. But I mean, in reality, in like, you know, that's kind of, I feel like it was always around before COVID. It just made people stop more because we stopped doing everything else we were doing. It gave you more time to do things and dedicate to. You're like, oh, fuck, I should have been doing this probably a long time ago. And I actually fucking like it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's why I'm saying I think it's so funny because I was like, I have too much going on in my plate. Like, I'm so good on that. And I don't need that much. Like, you know, I'm happy. But then COVID happened. Everybody lost work. No one could do anything. And I was just trying to figure out a way.
Oh, girl, we could be doing some things.
Oh, yeah.
By yourself. You know, you gotta be creative. Yeah. You know, you stay inside the house. You know, that's the fun thing about what we do, I feel like. And that's what, like, those things was like, you didn't know what was gonna happen, but you're like, hey, I'm just gonna film myself doing something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's so fun. I get to, like, nowadays, like, I get to shoot what I want, where I want, with whoever I want. And it's real. It's like super real to me. Like, I get to interact with my fans. And they're all like nerdy kids who like anime and video games and stuff like that. So it's cool. Like, I definitely get to interact differently that I didn't have that before. Like, wasn't able to interact with my fans mm-hmm. the way I do now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff can we find out? Are you still doing boy girl, or is it only girl stuff? Only solo things? A little bit of a mixture of everything.
Boy, girl, girl, girl.
Is your new boo thing on there? Yeah, is he debuting himself over there?
Yeah, he is. It's so funny because I kind of had to convince him, obviously.
How did that conversation happen? Can we hear it? How did the convincing happen? Because most people, obviously, he's okay with who you are or what you did in the past. But you don't know if you were shooting at the time when you guys met. But it's also a big, like, sometimes a chip on some guy's back, they're just like, oh, you know, they don't really want that. And then it's not really his thing because it was your thing. But then you're like, hey, but this could be an our thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's make some fun with it.
So actually, he's friends with Abella.
Okay. Is that how you got introduced to him?
Yeah, we've met a couple times. But when we met, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. Like,
was Abella paying matchmaker?
She did. She did. And she was really funny because she told him about me the first time we shot together.
Okay.
And she kind of told me about him, but at the time, I don't care.
You're like, I have too many things going. I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I'm doing things.
Everything.
Got timing. Timing is everything.
Yeah. And he went to Vegas. It was the last time I went to ABN. And he came with her and another friend, Tiffany. And we met. So he kind of already knew.
Is he part of the adult industry in any sorts?
No, completely regular kid, man.
Okay.
They knew each other from, like, middle school, high school.
Okay.
And we just hit it off. We just hit it. Something in the Vegas air, you know? So
love is in the air.
He's not new to it.
He's been around. Like, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, he knows what it's about. You know, he has his friend, but it's different, yeah, for sure, with us. And, like, me trying to convince him. He was, like, not wanting to show his dick on camera or his face. And I was like, listen, buddy, I need penis, and I need it now. So he was very supportive, and he started helping me out. And, you know.
Did he say no? You're like, no, but wait, but no. Convince him? Because, like, again, any guy you would think naturally would jump at the, you know, moment to say film with Gina Valentina. And especially, like, your man only wants to do it with him. So it's like, then you gotta give me the goods.
He actually at first didn't say no, but later on he did tell me. He was like, I just felt like I had to say yes. I was like, you forced me. I was like, how did I force you?
It means he loves you.
Yeah, but it's cool now. And I'm not gonna lie, like, for some reason, like, I was very shy about him being on camera and, like, us doing, because I just, okay, hear me out. When I perform on camera, it's different. Like, it's a whole nother animal. It's Gina Valentina. This girl is a savage. She is going in. And then there's, like, little Vicky, you know, little old me Vicky. Like,
so it's like you've got your love heart, all these things, and you're just, like, so, like, in a romantical thing and not being, like, so much savage.
Yeah. And then I had to start being like that with him. And it was so weird because we're so lovey-dovey.
But I'm sure that kind of helped your sex life even more, though, because I feel like I understand what you're saying, because I find myself when I'm in romantic situations, I'm like a total pussy when it comes to things. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, no thanks. I'm like, who are you? Like, when my friends tell me, they're like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like,
exactly.
I know. So then I had to start really being like what I wanted, but it also, cause my, I think was like, where does Alexis Texas end and where does Alexis begin? And so, you know what I mean? So it was like, but I'm always just a sexual savage. This is the thing of, like, time and place. You know what I mean? So I feel like that probably helped your relationship, or sexually.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot more comfortable with each other. And We just started shooting with other girls, which is interesting.
How is sharing your mans like that? Because that's also, too, it's like sometimes you want to protect your little heart bubble.
It's, like I said, it's so funny. I just think it's so contradicting. Like, I'm the most contradicting person ever, like, porn star, now in a relationship. Bitch, you are not the same person.
Like, headlines, porn star, now in a relationship, sharing her cock. What are we doing?
I actually like him hooking up with girls. I like seeing
him. Now, do you like it because it's in front of your face?
Yes.
And you have control of it.
Yes. I like to. The only time that I feel comfortable, obviously, if I'm controlled. And I told him, like, you know, I'm kind of bad. I'm like, oh, yeah, I would like to see you, like, fuck a girl and, like, send me videos and stuff. But I got to know, like, you can't go behind my back and do
this. You're like, these girls are approved. Here's an approved list. These are the times of the days that we can do this. And you surprised me, Sprinkle.
Yeah, so he's been really cool about it. We shot with a couple girls, and he's honestly very, like, aware.
Is he, do you feel like he's a little shy at first, or like trying to like check your temperature and be like, oh, is this okay? Like, is it?
Yeah.
Like
at first it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. He should like be like a little too friendly, and I would look at him like,
don't make me cut you.
Yeah. I was like, I am not happy right now. But cause it's just like dealing or learning how to deal with each other's boundaries. You know, like if I liked a girl, I would be making out with her and like kind of like hooking up, and then we're like all partying and like dancing. And then he's like, being a little friendly with this girl. I'm like, well, and then, you know, we have the talk, and I'd be like, hey babe, like, I want to be in control. Like, I'll let you know.
That's mature.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Like, obviously these girls are super cute, super
hot.
We're
going to come up with the signal, and then this, if you get it, then you keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, we got to that point, like, where we understand each other, and the sex is great. And I love, like, personally, I tell him all the time, like, I love girls. Like, I love cute girls. Like, it's my thing, and I love you, but like that.
And we can just mix those together and have a really great time.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's
so fun. Tell us how you got to, you know, your adult film star yourself. Now you're having in a relationship. Mm-hmm. How did you set those boundaries and to get to come to a point where you knew what you liked? Was it just trial and error, or do you
I think it was trial and error for sure, because I didn't really know how to go about it.
You just knew that you wanted to try something and trusted that it would be okay.
Yeah. And
then you're like, no.
Yeah, we have those awkward conversations, you know, like that's what a healthy relationship is supposed to have, right? So we've had those. But yeah, he's...
Is there anything that he completely does not want you to do with women that he got maybe a little jealous when that whole situation kind of came to fruition?
Not really. He's actually pretty... He honestly, when he gets drunk, like we get super late sometimes, and he'll like... tell me when he's drunk. He's like, babe, I just want to see you hook up with another girl. Like, I don't want to do anything.
Like, say no more.
He's like, I just watch. I'll just sit there and watch. And I was like, okay. Because when I get drunk, for some reason, like, I get super handsy and touchy with girls and, like, making out and grabbing titties.
Not but you, Miss Gina Valentina.
I know. Like, oh, me, little old me.
But, the freaks come out, you know, when you want to come and play. I feel like they always say, make sure you got to watch out for the quiet ones.
Yes, and it's literally that. Like, before, like, I'll get to the place and I'm, like, super quiet and everybody knows that I'm just quiet. But then I start drinking and they're like, here comes Gina. And all the girls, now they make fun of me and they're like,
are you smelling girls' hair and, like, doing the whole nine?
I just do, like, kissy face and, like, and, like, the girls, like, make fun of me. I'm like, come here. I'm, like, grabbing their face and they're like, oh, my God. But some girls really like it, and I'm not mad at it. They're just really hot chick. And I'm like, I get so shook when these girls get wild, because I'm like, okay, I get it. I can get wild, but, like.
You're like, whoa, you're way more wild than me. Isn't it like, funny how sometimes you're like, you're the porn star, but then you're like, y'all are doing some freaky things. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
it's crazy. And I encourage it. Like, I'm here for it, man. Like,
cheerleader over there, like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend like that back in the day, Tegan Presley, and she would, like, she was always so quiet. And then when she was, like, partying or, like, you know, we were hosting stuff, then you'd find her, like, smelling some girl's hair, like, being whatever. And I'm like, Tegan, you can't just smell some girl. Like, talk to her first.
She's like,
But it would be, I mean, it was just cute because it was like her, like she was trying to flirt, and it was just just liked girls way like more especially.
Yes. I had a girlfriend before, and she was super hot. She was Colombian. Like, she was like a little shorty, super thick, like big butt. And I love it. Like, I love it.
So when you were in a relationship with a girl, did you get to share her with a guy as well? Or was that a different?
No.
Does it change? Because.
Yeah.
Because
we were like more like best friends. Like we didn't share each other. I was in the industry. She wasn't at the time. I was like 18. She was 18 too. but she was just like a normal girl. But we just dated. And I thought she was super cute. We ended up at the club, and I was like, you're my girlfriend.
You're like, mine. Yeah. You're like, you know, it's like peeing on someone. You're just like, yeah, you're mine.
Yeah.
You're going home.
Yeah, she was cute. She was cute.
So what is next for your OnlyFans? Do you have any new things coming out for work? Are you touring this year? You know, with the pandemic, everything's kind of opening up again. Are you going to be on the road?
Well, I have a couple things going on. I'm lining up a couple awesome shoots. Playboy Plus is one of them, which I'm very excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I just talked to Jesh. I don't know if you know who he is. Jesh by Jesh.
I feel like I know the name. Yeah. Why do I probably? I'm really
bad. He was around the industry for a little bit, but he didn't do anything. He did his own little thing, but his stuff was super dope.
Yeah.
So now he's shooting for Playboy.
Okay.
But I just spoke to him. He's in Paris, and he's like, okay, I'm going to fly out there. April, we're going to do the shoot. I mean, you're going to be creative on it. But yeah.
That's awesome.
And Holly set it. Thank you. Holly set it up, so it's super dope. I had my fleshlight cam out after I left the industry, which I was kind of shook. I was like, I'm gone, guys.
Fleshlight sister. There we go. There you go. So for those of you who don't know what a fleshlight, Private Talk After Dark, a fleshlight is an exact replica of her JJ and her ass. I mean, I think they stopped doing mouths and stuff because they didn't really sell that much back then.
They did mouths?
Yeah, they used to do mouths. And I want to say something, maybe that was the only other thing. I feel like there was something else in there, but I'm not sure. But a mouth for sure. But I was like, it's kind of creepy a little bit.
Just a mouth.
But yeah, so yeah, our pussies are definitely molded. Fleshlight, go support. Mm-hmm. But congratulations. That's like, I always tell people that it's like, a Nike shoe deal for like athletes. It's like something that's really elite, and it's something that, you know, a lot of girls don't get, you know, the chance to do it. So it's really an honor that, you know, you're a part of the family.
I waited a very long time. I had other offers for other toys, and I was like, oh hell no, I'm gonna wait and I'm gonna get this fleshlight.
Good for you.
And I did a while, but I got it. And so I feel
like, how is that for you? Are you enjoying working with Fleshlight? Are you doing more promotional stuff with them?
I'm doing promotional stuff. We have a couple of things coming up next month because my birthday, so that's gonna be cool.
Nice.
Besides that, the Fleshlight, Playboy Plus, I'm gonna start streaming soon. Twitch.
Streaming on Twitch, I was gonna say, okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of fans.
Now, streaming as far as just gaming part of it, or what are you doing on Twitch?
Overall gaming and like streaming premieres of anime shows, or just talking about like anime and just like my little nerdy otaku group.
I know, I always see, I follow you, and I don't know that world, but I know that you're really into that world. So it's like, it's a really big, you know, genre of things. So it's cool that you're taking something that you like too as like a hobby and like having fun with it and having your fans. Cause that's what they want to see. That's more about, and that's, I feel like too, with the pandemic, was the more that we could show what we were doing and make us feel more humanized, I guess.
Yes.
Then I feel like more people relate to us, that it's like, you know, there's more to us than just the porn that we once did in life.
I am very, very serious about what you just said, because I live by that. Even before the pandemic, I was very, what I would talk about with my friends, I'm like, guys, like, I look on Instagram and I see these girls. I'm like, I see pretty girls all the time. There's pretty girls everywhere, but I don't see personality. And I think that's so important, because I've been very like real and very like genuine, like bad and good. Like, I'm very see-through, transparent.
You're very raw, and I feel like you've been very vulnerable. And I feel like it's very, it's really cool to see a woman your age, growing up from the beginning of the industry and seeing where you are now to kind of the levels of that. Because myself is, I struggle with being vulnerable all the time, because being in the sex industry, I was giving a lot of myself, so I held back a lot of other things, which now with the show, I've given up more of that, because it's just, I want to make people know that I have a voice and I have things to talk about and I'm educated, and it's not just sex.
Good.
Like, there's more, you know, other things for that. So that's why I'm an advocate for like yourself, and I've always been very supportive of when you do even have your lows or moments, whatever, because it needs to be talked about more. And yeah, it's not pretty, but you know, sometimes that's how you get to the pretty. And I think that, you know, I encourage all people to, you know, be more like you and just find your niche. And I feel like that's kind of why you've stuck out in your genre or your generation of porn, is because you've just been authentically yourself. Where if you thought like, oh, like you said, nerdy, like nerdy's hot. There's a lot of nerdy girls that are like, you know, all the anime stuff, and that's not even nerdy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's,
you know,
cool.
But that's what I'm saying. So people, it's interpretation, you know? And so I feel like it's really cool that you talk and you're kind of like owning into that kind of niche of, for your fans?
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, it became a real obsession of mine, like, later on. During COVID, especially, and a little bit before COVID, I was very obsessed with it. But now I'm like, I'm studying Japanese because I'm obsessed with it. I want to go to Japan.
What makes you, when you say obsessed, like, what made you get obsessive about it?
It's so much. It's so much. It's the art, the animation, the stories that they have. I think what I've noticed in their culture, they're very, like, censored. Mm-hmm. And they're very, like, to themselves, that they start putting their art and their feelings through anime. And I think it's beautiful. I've watched so many episodes of different shows that I've cried to, or I've idolized certain characters who are pretty much the underdog, or like people who want to prove that, you know, no matter what's going on, like if people are against you, or you know, you just don't have the best of luck, they still go forward, they still mm-hmm. fight forward. And I think that's really cool, and I've wanted to be that way, you know.
Like, I was gonna say, it's some kind of, it sounds like more like in a sense of therapy too, is because it's like you attach certain things and feelings of maybe that you want to possess yourself. So it's like, you know, having those kinds of bits and pieces. That's why I kind of feel like being a creator and doing that stuff, it's kind of really cool to see where your, you know, direction is going now with having all those components and, you know, those tools that you have now.
Yeah, man. I'm honestly glad I got into it.
You're going to start making some anime porn over there.
I actually...
You're like, now that you mentioned it, Alexis, Texas.
I've also been working on a clothing line. So besides Twitch, I have my whole setup being built. The room's super dope. I shoot there too. I shoot content. So like when I'm streaming, fancy that. But also I have a clothing line that I'm coming out with. It's things that I like. It's kind of like chill, like hype, cozy clothes. Heartbreak Kids. I wanted awesome. To bring you one, and I completely freaking forgot.
No, you'll just have to see me another time.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll have to go and visit you in Florida.
I got you a little box. Ew, it's gonna be super cute.
That's exciting.
Yeah, but it's like loungewear.
Nice.
Cool, you know, just chill clothes, nothing crazy.
When does that come out, or has it already been released?
It's been released, but we're doing a re-release of the whole brand because we were in production and then we stopped, and then I just wanted to see how it did, and did really well. But now I'm to a point, I'm like, I need to come up with new designs. I want everything to be perfect. The fabric, the look, the texture of the clothes, how it feels, and the artwork on it. So I have some apparel that I'm doing a line. It's kind of like hentai chicks.
Okay.
And it's pretty dope. I'll show you later on, but it's okay. Really cool. So there's some characters I'm using that people know of. There's some characters that I've made up and having people work on. So it's really cool. So we are using hot anime chicks.
Nice.
I think we need to show some more sexy ladies.
I'm always down for the sexy ladies.
Yeah, and I think
and girl cool. bosses. I feel like there needs to be more, you know, female entrepreneurs making, you know, being boss ladies. And I feel like you're definitely climbing your way up to that, you know, that ladder, making all these, checking off all these boxes.
I want to do a lot of stuff, man. I'm a little girl with big dreams.
But that's good though. You know, especially now it's like, you know, you're still really young and you've had, you know, a great career and you have a name and that's, you know, have a brand, and that's important to hold on to. And it's a part of creating our legacy, you know, and leaving moments of yourself, if it's through your artwork with, you know, the anime or your clothing line, and just leaving pieces of Gina.
Yeah.
Pieces of Gina. That sounds like a cool, like, clothing line.
yeah. I mean, I started, actually, it's funny that you say After Dark. I actually started a brand before Uncensored. This is the third time I'm attempting clothes, because I start working with people and they fucking slack. There's one thing that I've noticed. No one's going to care about your work more than you.
So, you know? Like, you, like, teamed up with somebody and they weren't, like, holding onto the bargain, or?
I feel like they took on too much on their plate. The people I worked with before actually was working with Juice WRLD at the time and his clothing brand, and we were working on anime apparel. So this has been something I've been wanting to work on.
For a while.
Yeah, so, but they had so much shit going on with Juice that they didn't really have time.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of helped me set it up, and I was like, nah. And then I came back at it again this last year. It's been really successful. So
awesome. Well, good luck to you. I hope that it becomes with your relaunch. I hope even more people get it. Yeah. But is there a website that we can go and support you?
Yes, actually, it's uncensoredgeneration.com.
There you go, Private Talk. You better go and get some of her merch. Mm-hmm. What is one luxury that you treat yourself to? Is there something that you just splurge if you're just like, you know, having a Gina day, self-care, or maybe even something, clothing, jewelry that you like splurge on?
Oh, girl, I love Gina.
You know, what you talking about? Oh,
you tell me, girl. I got a little diamonds on me. It's
okay,
shiny.
Okay, it was shiny. It's icy over there.
Yeah, I love, I have a problem. A little problem.
You got an ice problem?
A little icy problem. Icy. It just happens, I guess, when you start making a little money, you know?
For sure. I mean, it feels good when you can buy it for yourself. You know what I mean? It really does. It means something. And I know people always like cliche, like, oh, you know, somebody bought me this, that, whatever. I'm like, okay, that's cool sometimes, but I'd rather buy my own.
I feel like a boss.
Feels more like validated.
Yeah. I'm like, I
worked hard for this shit.
It's precious to me at that point. You know, I've worked hard for it and I can do those nice things for
precious
myself.
Precious jewels.
Yeah, I'm a girl, I like diamonds.
So your ice is gonna be your luxury.
Yeah, so that, and then, you know, once in a while I'll go splurging on dinners. I love food. It's my foodie. Favorite thing, I think.
What is like one of the thing that you would say that you splurge on the most? What's something would be your go-to meal or restaurant that you would like say that you'd be splurging?
I love ramen. The first time I tried ramen was in L.A. I've never had, like, real ramen.
Okay.
Until I moved to L.A. And I was with Eric.
I wasn't prepared for the ramen, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, girl. I will scarf down ramen for days.
I had it last night.
It was good?
It was great, but I just felt, you know, I felt shameful.
It was a lot.
I was like, why did you work out so hard all week for this?
It's a lot.
Worth it, but not, you know what I mean?
It's good.
It was good.
It was good. I like it. It is a lot. I definitely know what you're saying, girl. There's a lot in there, but I enjoy it.
Especially when you're high and you, like, don't really stop yourself. And you just, like, keep going and going. And then, yeah, my problems.
Yeah, I feel you. So, ramen is really good. I love that. I usually go out and we'll go out and have ramen and then have these little pork buns and then little octopus balls.
I love how you talk about it. It's like, it's so dreamy. Like, I can just see little hearts coming out of your eyes.
I could do a little happy dance, start eating it. But yeah, food is my thing. I definitely splurge on food. I like shopping. Recently, I've been shopping a little more for myself, but I don't really care for like crazy stuff, like besides diamonds.
Diamonds forever. That's what they tell us.
And traveling. I love traveling.
Okay. What places have you been to recently?
I went to Mykonos. I've never been to that side of the world, so it's different for me.
That's on my bucket list.
It was really beautiful. It was cold as shit, though. It was really windy, but it was beautiful. The town was gorgeous.
Now you're going with New Bay with this. This is like I feel like a vacation.
Actually, it was a group vacation.
Okay, that's even better.
It was crazy.
Would you do it again?
No.
So only vacations, no group vacations.
It's too
why?
Much.
Why? Because of just the personalities. Like, what was the craziest thing that something happened? Was it always drama?
It was. Let me not talk too much. But it was
the truth, Gino.
It was definitely a lot of people. Lots of party people who wanted to stay out all freaking night long.
So just the different mixtures of
and you know, just 3 days of drinking and doing all that good stuff. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a
for
lot.
Sure.
So I just wanted a little time for me and him, and we had a like little time in town. But we went to go see Black Coffee. Do you know who he is?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, is this the artist that like was like?
He has like one arm.
No, this isn't it then. This was like when I first, when NFT things came or coming out, and it was like he could paint like anything, like something backwards, like a painting of a. Like
no, no. So Black Coffee, he's a DJ with one arm. He does like house music, like trance house music, like some vibey stuff. But he's actually done work with Drake before and a couple of big artists that I had no idea, because obviously I'm listening to Drake and I'm like, I just, it's his music, you know. I didn't think it was this.
Black Coffee.
Yeah, Black Coffee, which it was such an awesome experience because he was right there in the small club.
Vibe.
It was such a vibe. It was so dope. So I just got into
Sounds like he's got a lot of energy. He's got a big aura.
Yeah, I was so happy. I was so happy to see somebody, like, whatever position he was in or how he got there, if he was born that way, if he got in an accident, whatever it was, I think it's so, like,
he's still awesome. Enjoying life, like, yeah, celebrating.
He said, fuck that. He still continued doing his work, his DJing became huge, and he's amazing at it. Amazing. Now, he does have an assistant over there because I'm sure he needs a little help moving around.
For sure. But everybody does. You know, a lot of people do, even with DJs. You don't realize it, but there's somebody usually kind of helping them.
I will keep out next time. I know I was looking at him because I was shook. I was like, what are?
Like, what is going on here?
I was like, this guy's a genius. He's over here doing all this stuff. And then I seen his friend on the side. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Makes a little bit more sense. But he's still super dope. And I'm actually really glad that I got to see somebody live. Besides that.
But that's cool, like, too, just being in another country and, like, seeing, like, how people party. Like, that's what I love to travel, is just to see how other people on the other sides of the world do things and, like, the experience of that. Because, like, we wouldn't really get that here. Like, I mean,
it's different.
It's very rare.
Everywhere is different. Like, I lived in L.A. People are different here. I lived in Miami. People are different there. I went to New York and parties with people there. It's a completely different vibe everywhere, you know.
It's a beautiful thing in life.
Yeah, man.
So what is somewhere on your bucket list that you want to go that you have not gone to yet?
Like I said, I want to go to Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to Japan.
Pick the right time in the season. Go with, like, the cherry blossom things.
Yes, it's in March and April because I looked it up. But they're not letting anybody in.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Literally the time that I was like, I can go. Like, I can actually have fun there and go with my mans or a group of friends who like it, and now it's closed. Like, they're not letting anybody
in. I think it's because the second wave of COVID things going down, I feel like they're just closing off to be precautious and, like, they don't want any of us. No,
it's been, like, 2 years now, though.
Oh, really? I thought they had opened it up back up again.
No.
No?
They opened it up for, like, a very, very short time, and then they closed the borders again.
That sucks. It's such a beautiful country. I've been, and I didn't get to see the cherry blossoms, but you've been? I have.
I'm so jelly.
I loved it. It was beautiful.
Did people recognize you?
At the time, like, no. It was like, it wasn't like that. Okay. Like, it was the people I went and shot there too. And so in the beginning, and it's more like towards the beginning of my career. Oh. So, like, if people wouldn't have known, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they're like, you stick out. Like, well, I did because I'm taller than them. So they'd call me Techzilla. And it would just be really funny. They were super sweet. Like, I had a great time. But yeah, we got to sightsee. We got to go to some of the temples. Like, awesome. But I hadn't gone to the cherry blossoms yet, but I do want to go back. I had a trip that we were supposed to go, but it hasn't because of COVID as well. But I know it's been, I didn't know that it was a time that big of a time that they
closed. Yeah, it's been closed since COVID. And then they opened it probably last year for, like, probably like 2 weeks. And I know a couple of people went out there and I was like, you guys went, is it open? And then I looked again and they're like, no, they
closed.
Just closed.
Sorry.
Yeah, it sucks. So I'm just waiting on that, and I'm for sure going to be there for, like, I really want to stay there for at least like two, 3 weeks.
2 weeks for sure is like, it seems, because you're just going so far and it's just like, there's so much stuff to see. Yeah. And, like, you don't realize because it's like, and then, like, hopping to other things because it's like shorter flights. And it's like, if you're already there, it's like,
yeah, I want to see the whole island. I want to see the whole place. There's a lot of beautiful places from the countryside to the city, and I just want to take it all in. And I obviously spring is such a beautiful time
for sure.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
And weather is an important part of traveling anywhere, because sometimes it's just like they'd be great of like you said, it was probably really windy or cold, and like in Mykonos, and it's like certain times it's like it's better to travel with that in mind, because it's like you're like, oh fuck, I didn't even think about it like that. But we've been in some crazy situations in Bali one time. It was like hurricane thing, and it's just
not awesome.
Well, that was the thing, like at times where it was like probably not the best time to go. It wasn't the worst either, but it was like a hit or miss.
Have you been to you've been to Thailand?
I've been to Thailand. I went to Bali. Okay. I went to Thailand. I wish I was there longer. We were there for 10 days or so.
Did you end up going to the full moon party?
We didn't do that. It wasn't around the time, but after we saw that, I was like, oh, that'd be such a great time to come.
It was really awesome. I actually went with Carmen, Caliente, Kendra Sunderland, and me. And it was like the first time, like, me and a group of girls, like my friends. Like,
how was that experience? Like, awesome. Being the whole, like, new moon.
It was nuts. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very honest. Fuck it. Like, there was, like, these bars, like, these Rasta bars that were, like, selling, like, shroom shakes. And it was, like, I'm doing this. Like, fuck it. Like,
did you have any, like, trips, or was it just, like, microdose type of thing?
It was super mellow.
Yeah.
Very microdose. It was super mellow, but it was obviously, I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
That moon looks real sparkly. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And then it's the water. Like, I feel like this is just experience. I just feel it's, like, just different.
It does. I'm not going to lie, though. A lot of people were drunk. Everybody was drinking during that time. Everybody had face paint. So I was, like, super chill while people were, like,
were you not drinking? You just took the...
I wasn't drinking.
Okay.
I was good that time.
Okay. So you got to experience from the outside being like, wow, these people are idiots. Like, what's going on over here?
I was like, geez, man.
Was there a lot of like fucking in the beaches? Was it like open and free like that? Or were people just like being a hot mess and falling
just
over?
Just a hot mess. Yeah. Just a whole bunch of people from all over the like.
I just think feel like places. Free love. Like if you're going to do that, it's like experience. I just think like, maybe like, I don't know, in my mind, maybe I'm just a freak. It's like some orgy type of level in some situations, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there was a lot of people doing that. I don't think me and Kendra and Carmen were actually looking for that because we're like, got orgies at home.
True. I feel like too, I also go like I get blinders. Like whenever that other stuff going, I'm like, I don't care that y'all are doing it, but I don't want to look at it either. So no eye contact. So it's like that awkward, like, oh, what are you doing?
It was so cool. It was actually really funny. Kendra had a lot of fans out there. Obviously she's a white girl, big titties. I don't think you got a lot of white girls out there. So
she stands out.
She definitely stood out. It was sure. Lines of dudes, and we're just there like, nice.
You're like, you want a picture? Or I get like that. So when I used to travel with all like my girlfriends, you would see in different places who was more popular in certain things or which liked which type of anatomy in more places. And usually all my friends had big tits. And so you can always see the very like coming first before the big booty. But it'd be funny. You're like, oh, yeah. We know you know who she is. Let's take a picture. Let's keep it like, let's
it was
along.
Cute.
As long as I feel safe and you like, know you're like, there's like boundaries, like, okay, like time and place. Like I don't want to take pictures the whole time. I'm like, I'm being nice, but it's like, okay, I'm still here to enjoy.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot. But it was okay. They were great. But yeah.
Have you ever had any bad fan experiences?
I had one. I feel terrible saying this because I honestly love all my fans, but it's really about how you approach the person. Like I see people all the time like looking and like look away and like it's and then look at their phone, and then look at me, and then look at their phone again.
They're like, yes, it's her. I hate when they're like, you're like, you know that they're really Googling your porn just to make sure, or probably on your own, and you're just like, fuck.
Shit,
and
I'm like at the gym, like, God,
like I've been spotted. No, they don't.
There was one time I actually went shopping for shoes, and I was checking out, and some older gentleman was like hovering over me on my back, like, and I didn't. Kind of realized it, but I wasn't paying attention. Maybe he was like waiting, but I was paying. And as soon as I turned around, he was like looking down, and he was like, "Oh!" He tapped my shoulder, and I turned around, and he was like, "Are you Gina Valentina?" And I looked at him, and I was like, "No." And he looked at his phone, and he was like, looked at me, and so confused. And I was like, "No, that's not me." I felt bad, but it was just so weird, like.
Have you denied being Gina Valentina a lot of times?
I don't. I don't actually. I'm actually staying. I don't know. Is this recorded?
Is it going to
be
released?
Yeah. Okay.
So here, you'll be safe. You'll be long gone at home.
Yeah,
you'll be home.
So I'm actually staying at the one hotel, and we checked in. And I have my email. And it says Gina Valentina, ENT. The person that was checking me in like was like reading it. And then like I didn't realize it, but then he started getting a little giddy, and I was like, okay. I said something about Postmates. I'm like, oh, can we get Postmates? And he's like, yeah, but like tell them to go here, blah blah blah, because they're gonna do this. And then I was like, oh yeah, fuck that, like I'm definitely getting my food. And he started laughing so loud, and I was like, he's having that little like nervous laugh, like hee hee. And I was like, okay, that wasn't that
know
funny.
He doesn't know when to stop or what to say or what to do.
Yeah,
he's
I
like,
was like, I'm definitely not that funny, but okay. And then
I'm dying.
The next day, we get a knock on the door in the room. I'm fixing my hair, and so my dude opens the door, and I hear somebody like almost like word vomiting. They're like, bro, sorry, I put out your information, and oh yeah, she likes anime here. And it was so confusing. My boyfriend came in and he was like, who was that? And I was like, I don't know. And he gave me this bag and it was like a little note. It was so cute though. A little note and a little like pop with like one of my favorite anime characters. And it was like a note. He's like, sorry, like I read your information out loud. If I knew you were VIP to me, quote unquote. but he's like, I know you like anime and Tokyo Ghoul is so underrated. And, you know, he was just being
so he really knew yeah. Gina Valentina. Oh, he was like, knew. he was
he follows me 110%. There's no way, like, you just know that.
He's like, what were the odds of him going to work that day? And then he was checking in Gina Valentina. Yeah. And then he was like, oh my God, fuck, Gina Valentina is in front of me. Yeah. That's sweet, though. I mean, yes, I mean, he did a lot of things in between all of that. But the fact that he, like, wrote you a little note, like, it was very personable. Like, yeah. Those are things that I'm sure you liked, probably didn't have, maybe. I don't really know, but.
I think it's nice. I think that was very sweet. I thought that was very, like, gentleman-like of him. And I like those type of fans. Like, the ones that, like, shake your hand, like, hey, it's nice to meet you. Big fan. I was like, thank you. Hope you wash your hands later, but
I know,
okay.
I'm like, how do you feel about handshakes now with COVID? I'm always like, I don't know if I want to be an asshole or aww. Am I going through with it? Like, or it's like, and then when you're like halfway and then they want to do like an elbow, it's very awkward. Confusing.
Yeah, it is very
confusing.
You know
what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, people I know, I'm not really as apprehensive, but I have noticed, like, the other day I was with my girlfriend, I was like, I felt like such an asshole. I went to the dry bar and like, they were like, hey, and they tell you your name. And he went for my hand, and his hand was clammy, too. I'm like, all of the above, that I was like, just like, where's the hand sanitizer? Like, that's the first thing you think of nowadays. But before, you never would have thought of that. Like, I used to hug everybody. Like, I'm a hugger. I'm Southern. So I feel, like, bad, but I'm just like, I hope nobody's looking at my face being like, should we? Should we not? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what the proper etiquette is.
I don't know what to do. Like, what are they going for? Are we just saying hi from a distance? Are we doing the elbow or like, fist bump?
What's up?
Yeah, sometimes you're like, hey, all right.
How you doing?
There.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I like it. All right, well, we are going to take a little break, and then we're going to play Truth with Texas. Okay, are you ready with Truth with Texas? All right, Private Talk, we are back and we are ready for Truth with Texas. So how this is going to go, it's four aces. Each suit is a different type of question and we're going to get to know you a little bit more, Miss Gina Valentina. All right, first card.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Ace of? Spade, which is a naughty question. Uh-huh. Have you ever made a woman squirt?
Yes.
Yes, why do you seem some hesitation for this?
I mean, I've made myself squirt, I've made other people squirt, but...
So you're a squirt pro?
But yes, but I always wonder, is it just more than squirt?
Or is somebody pissing on you?
Yeah.
Have you felt like you've been pissed on, Gina?
110%.
Did it smell like pee? Did it smell like pee every time?
No, but there's that hint, you know?
I feel like... I don't know. Like, there is that hidden myth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People say where I feel like it's kind of maybe a mixture or like.
For sure, just a little bit.
You know what I mean? Because even back in the day, like before in porn, I don't know if they made you do this, but like they were like with squirt scenes, they were like, because I was like, I've never even knew if I could squirt. Who knows? They're like, drink a lot of water. And I'm like, okay, but what does that mean?
Like, am I drinking water?
Are you trying to squirt on my couch over here, Miss Gina Valentina?
I'm sorry.
What is your biggest turn off?
Biggest turn off. I don't get turned off that much. I'm not gonna lie.
Down for everything.
I'm pretty submissive. If he can't talk it, like you can't talk to walk, like
if he's big dick energy and he ain't big dick bringing it, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen?
Or
you still took it like a good girl, Gina?
I took it like a good girl, for sure.
I feel like that was a very submissive answer to you. Like, well, I probably just never wanted a repeat offend, but at the time, I just took it like a champ.
Yeah.
Doggy or missionary?
Missionary.
Does size matter?
No.
No size requirement to ride that ride over there, Miss Gina Valentina?
Listen, I've been with guys with very small dicks, and I've been with guys with big dicks. And my pussy was super wet with the guy with the small dick.
But it's because you love this person, because feelings come along with a wave. And like, I'm a believer that you can teach a small dick what to do.
For
for you, because each person is different, you know what I mean? But then I also feel like love is involved. Until you break up and then go to a big dick and then go back to the small dick and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I think you're reading me really well right now. I was like, well, yeah, there's that.
I mean, I know dicks and I know girls. And I, you know, I like it. Okay, so women or men?
Can I have both?
Like, I knew you were going to say that. You're like, can I just have the best of both worlds? Fuck it. You can all be nice today. It's, okay, you know, it's cool. It's the weekend. Why not? We can be a freak. Favorite place to have sex?
I love public sex.
What's the most craziest public place you've ever had sex? Which time?
I know. I'm like thinking, I'm like, I've had sex a lot in a lot of different places. It's kind of hard to choose one. I think the more like I'm not supposed to this, like the I'm not supposed to be having sex in the garage where people are parking and leaving and coming. Or I'm
the
not
most like tabooist type,
yeah,
place.
Yeah, like the more like bad and like more vulnerable.
Have you had are you part of the Mile High Club?
No, but I did give a handy.
Was the handy someone you knew?
Yeah.
You, but say you that, know what? You say that like that's out of the question. I've had someone say they used to know this girl that used to get, we keep lube in her purse and give handies to.
My God. Her,
the next guy next.
You know what? The person didn't want me to do it. I was very upset. I was like, whatever.
So you were like, hate jerking him off?
No, it was like, come on, let me get it. And they're like, no. And I was like, come on.
You sound like such a dude in that. Hey, hey, let me get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Do you like your ass eaten?
I love my ass eaten and like, you know, just teasing. Just all the teasing.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
For sure. I'm so bad, but
definitely.
I'm honest.
No, I love honesty. This is private talk. Yeah. We want the truth here. Next card.
Ready?
Ace of Hearts. Ooh, a romantic.
Okay.
Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
Mrs. Heart Eyes over there. I don't know if it's just because the new boo or, you know, because you're so in love or you were always heart eyes.
I was always a very sappy person. Like, I was like, I want to find love.
Who's so what's the most romantic thing a partner has ever done for you?
I think, honestly, my boyfriend, how he gets me flowers, like, every week, you know, he'll, like, just surprise me. Like, maybe I'm not having a good day. And, like, he'll just get me flowers.
He just knows the right time to show up with flowers.
Yeah, oh my God, recently he actually did the sweetest thing. I was like crying. It was so sweet. He was like, he kept on saying, he was like, we gotta go this day to this place. And I'm like, okay, obviously you have something planned, but I'm gonna act like I don't know. So we ended up going to the beach, and he had this whole setup on the beach, like a table, flowers. Yeah, like, I guess he, it was like a cute little picnic. Like, they had sushi, champagne, and roses, like, leading up to the place.
Was it a special occasion, or is it just because?
He got me this little promise ring.
Aww.
It was cute.
Romantic.
Yeah, I got myself this little promise ring, too. So, but, yeah, that was very romantic. And I was like, wow, I've never had anybody, like, do something like that. Like, I really go out of their way, like, and do something like this. And, like, people were coming up and, like, you did that for your girl? And he's like, yeah. And, the like, some other girl's like, he's a keeper. You better keep him. I was like, yeah. I know.
You say that you've always been the sappy one. So what's the most romantic thing you've done for a partner?
I think, like, a dark room, like, candles, like, going onto the bed, like, roses. Sexy time.
Are you there naked? Are you there in lingerie? How are you?
Cute little lingerie. We've done that, which was very sweet. You know, we're like, I'll grab his hand. I think it's weird that I don't know if girls do this, but like, I'll grab his hand and kiss his hand. Like, I'm a dude. I'm like, he's like, stop. And I'm like, give me your hand.
All about the affection.
Yeah, very affectionate. And sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm like, get off me.
Don't touch me.
I need my space. But then other times I'm like, you know, really cuddly and affectionate. But, you know.
What would you say would be one of the silliest things you've ever done to get somebody's attention?
Silliest thing I've ever done? I don't really know. That's a hard question.
It's just a hard question. Yeah. You haven't done anything that's like, that you probably wouldn't have done, something that's totally not you, just to get somebody's attention?
No. I'm trying to think, but I'm like, no.
No? Nothing sticks out in your head?
Maybe just me, like, being sad. This has been past. Being sad as fuck and being like, meh, somebody love me online, like, writing poems. I'm like, somebody specifically. Like,
look at me.
Attention. But okay. Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
What song best defines your life?
Oh, man. These questions are hard, girl.
Foreplay or sex? Do you want to move on? We don't have to give you hard questions.
Move on.
Foreplay or sex? Which one is more important to you? If you're having a session, you're hot and heavy, are you okay with just A, they're giving a blowjob, B, just getting eaten out, or you have to fuck?
I love fucking. So
we're fucking.
Yeah, we're
fucking. Bend me over and we're fucking.
Yeah, I like a little foreplay, but, you know, I really care about.
But you don't need it.
Yeah, I like, you can kiss me a little bit, but, like, fuck me. Like, I want you to fuck me. I want you to come inside of me. I want you to treat me like a bad girl, so please.
Bad girl Gina. All right, next card. Mm-hmm. Ace of?
Diamonds.
Diamonds. Spicy. We're all a little spicy here. What's the most embarrassing moment you've had sexually?
Oh, man. You just said that, and, like, the first thing popped into mind. I don't want to even talk about it.
I want the truth!
You got to say it now. You can't entice us a little bit and open up that jar, and then you'd be like, oh, I don't even want to.
Oh,
give
man.
It to private talk. Come on, private talk after dark. We want to hear it, Miss Gina. What's God. The most embarrassing moment? It feels better when you release it and just let it go.
Jesus, that's exactly what happened.
Did it come cool quick?
Well, it happens. That happens, you know. But he'll.
But at this time, what happened?
He really wanted to do anal, and I was not okay with it. I was like, no. And you know, it gets a little messy, and that's pretty much what happened. I was so fucking embarrassed.
So it got messy. What did he like? Totally freak out, or no, were really, you the only one who was like, oh my god, I can never look at you again?
Yeah, I was the one freaking out. Like the professional.
Isn't that funny how that works? Because, yeah. Because you love him.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my God, I don't want him to think that I'm going to like.
It was so bad. I was like, this is really bad.
How long did it take you to recover to look in the eyes again?
It was really bad. I was like, go, get out of here. I fell on the floor, like, butt naked. I was like, God, it's just like disgusting to myself. He was going to the bathroom. I was like, please just go away. And I went to the other bathroom. And I was just like thinking like, why? I knew I shouldn't have done this. And then I went to the room and I covered myself. I'm like, please just don't look at me. Just give me some time. He's like, it's fine. And I was like, it's not. It's not. Like, completely traumatized. It's not fine, guys. So, listen, ladies, if you're going to do the naughty down there, make sure you're extra clean. And you make sure you're clear. And obviously, feel comfortable with your partner. Be honest. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Tips by Gina Valentina, Private yeah. Talk After Dark. You hear all of that goodness. Have y'all revisited since that happening?
He's a big anal guy, I'm not gonna lie.
So you have revisited?
Yes, but only when I'm drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, for some reason, especially when we go out, like, I'm not eating. So, like, I'll be drinking, we'll
so
go
you
out.
Know you're good to go.
Yeah, so I'm good. But, like, if it's a regular day, like, a regular Sunday morning, I'm like...
You're like, don't even try it.
Get away.
All right, last card is Ace of Clubs, which is the... kinky question. Have you ever been caught masturbating by your boyfriend?
I actually masturbated next time while he was sleeping.
Did he didn't wake up?
He didn't wake up.
Did that turn you on even more?
Kind of. And I told him afterwards, he was so upset, and I was like...
He was so upset because you didn't wake him up?
Yeah, I was like, it's fine. I was fine. I'm so fine.
Like, I don't know how you didn't hear that noise.
Yeah.
Hitachis are for the win.
I love it. You know, it's so surprising. A lot of regular girls don't know about Hitachis.
You know, I am an advocate for Hitachi. I definitely, everyone should own one. I definitely love it.
I have two. One for one room, one for the other room.
I like that. I don't have two, but I always make sure, you know, that it's, we're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good to go. I mean, I hated the time when you just had to stay by the wall and have it be plugged in. Now there's like, you know.
It's wireless.
Yeah.
So fancy. Yeah. I was like, I love this technology.
you got spokespeople over here, Hitachi. Me and Gina can be the new commercial for the Hitachi. Sponsor and make sure us. All of these women have the Hitachi toy. Let's see. And one last question. How many, what's the most number of times you had sex in one day?
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Oh my God, Gina, tell me what's up.
I couldn't even count. It was like ridiculous. I think he was being an asshole because like he kept on fucking me and like would come and then like continue. And then like
so he's like the Energizer fucker. He just like kept coming and going.
Yeah, I was like, I think. And then after a while, I'm like, yo, he's just doing this on purpose to see how many times.
How
I'm
many? Gonna let what him. Was the number that you got up to that you remember?
We got up to like 12, 13.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm telling you, it was ridiculous. I'm like, I know we're bored and I know it's COVID, but fuck, man.
I you're like, I don't know how long she can deal with that.
I'm like, it is swollen.
Like, you're like, please stop touching me. I'm like
walking like this. I'm like, I cannot do this anymore.
I mean, I guess that's the good thing of COVID, of having a partner. At least you can, you know, have pastime like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought I over here by myself, lonely, sad, with my Hitachi being
full speed.
I didn't need anybody. The Hitachi is great. When you have that around, you know, it makes things a lot less, you know.
It's so good.
Easy to maintain, you know.
Back to Hitachis. I could spend all day.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time. All right, Miss Gina Valentina, that is the last of the questions for you. Is there anything that you would like to promote where we can find you on social media so Private Talk could go and follow you, which I'm sure they're probably already doing if they have any sense to them?
Oh, you're so sweet. You guys can follow me on Instagram. It's D-A Rio Gina Valentina. And of course, OnlyFans is the same as my Twitter. It's GValentina XXX, and I will be streaming soon. So just, I guess, follow my page and be updated and see what's coming up next.
All right, awesome! It was so good to catch up with you. Thank you again for coming on the couch. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.